Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Selling out on who I am, when you have bought me for your own. Jesus, I've got sins that you know I cannot hide. But you say you'll lead me out, so let's settle.
Y'all welcome, Bridge Deacon Johnny Williams. Let's hear it.
Praise God. Praise God. Keeping it real. Can I keep it real with y'all?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real. I just found out I was speaking. So I was like a little more than nervous when I found out, but then I thought about it, and it's not about me. It ain't about me at all, so I got to get out the way, and I'm going to give you what I got. Is that okay? So first, I want to start by reading this topic again. Being there for my mom. I was drinking and drugging, and my mom took care of me. Now I want to take care of her. They're treating her wrong in a nursing home, so I want to have her live with me. I decreed and declared that God will financially bless me, so what else do I need to do? I'm going to tell you, when I first read this, first of all, I'm a recovering addict. So I got 2 years and 5 months clean. When I first read this, though, and I was drinking and drugging, and my mom took care of me. I had to look at that picture because that was a long time that I was drinking and drugging, living in mama's house, and she was taking care of me. And my main concern was not how, I mean, I cared about my mama, but I thought about going out there and drinking and drugging. I thought about doing what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, and how I wanted to do it. And in that thought, I'm like, man, I caused my mother a whole lot of pain. I caused her a lot of stress. And eventually, you know, the first time I left on my own, 10 years later, I came back. And then I was asked to leave. That's how much pain that I had caused my mother. And so then I went to St. Leonard's house when I got out of prison. I like to reflect on St. Leonard's house because I got a lot of golden nuggets there. And one of the counselors, he told me, he's like, John, this time is for you. You can't be concerned about no one else but you right now. Because when you was out there doing what you was doing, and when you was in jail, going away, your mama took care of herself. She lived through all of that. Your kids, they were fed. You didn't feed them, but that ain't your concern. You wasn't concerned then. Don't even worry about it now. You know, that woman, she was there. You weren't there to take care of them then, so now, don't let that be your main priority. Don't let that be your first priority, because if you really want to take care of them, you got to take care of yourself first. If you're not in a position to take care of nobody, then what? You know, it's all going to be a big mess. The first thing you got to do is get yourself right. You know, and the first thing I had to do was remain sober. That was my big thing. So in order for me to remain sober, I had to make meetings. I had to get honest with myself, first of all. And I had to accept where I was at, you know, accept the things that I had done, the pain that I had caused my mother. Because I don't know about y'all, but my addiction caused me to steal from my mother. It caused me to laugh from my mother and take from her. And that's something that I would have never in a million years imagined me doing, because I said that I love her. I said that I loved her, but my addiction took me to some places that I'm not proud to sit here and talk about. But that's the truth. I caused her some pain. So I'm going to keep that 100 now. If I see somebody like really causing my mother some pain, you know, I'm going to definitely step in and take some immediate action. But right now I need to fall back. Am I in a position to take my mother out of this place? And, you know, and bring her here and actually take care of her and provide everything that she needs? I don't know. So when I made my big surrender, when I finally got sick and tired of being sick and tired of me and the mess that I caused me and everybody else, especially my mama, I caused her so much hurt and pain. But when I got tired of it, man, and I always run to my Bible, man. I grew up in a church, man, but I would open up my Bible and flip it open, flip it to a page. I'm like, God, if you're out there, you speak to me. You speak to me through these pages right here. And I've done it many times, man. But on this particular night, my Bible opened to John chapter 14, verse 15. Now, it's not on a PowerPoint because I wasn't planning on being up here. But it's a short verse. And what it says is, if you love me, then keep my commandments. This is God talking. If you love me, then keep my commandments. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was just at my wit's end. And when God revealed this to me, I cried. I cried like a baby. I cried because I actually looked at me. I had to get honest with me. And I said, everything that I'm doing in my life today, none of it demonstrates love towards God. None of it. I had to get honest. If I wanted some help and wanted to change, I had to get real with me. And I said, I haven't gave God a full-hearted effort. I haven't gave him 24 hours in one day trying to do right, trying to do his will, what his word says, with my whole heart. I haven't even done it. I probably ain't gave him 2 hours. Outside of church. Now, in church, you know I'm going to do my best. But outside of church, I don't think I gave him a whole hour, giving him my whole heart. And they convicted me. So now, y'all wondering why I brought up this scripture. I can relate this to my mother, because I don't know about y'all, but I don't know any mothers who told them to go out and willfully do wrong. Go out and get drunk and go steal and be a drug addict and all of that. My mother told me some good stuff. She said, Johnny, stay out of trouble. Johnny, go to school and learn. Do the best you can do. You know, be a father to them children, Johnny. Treat that girl right, Johnny. Stop playing games. When you gonna grow up, boy? Them the right things that mama told me to do. So to me, for me, the best thing that I could do for my mother was to be the best me that I could ever be. You know, not saying neglecting her and where she's at in the nursing home or whatever, do what I can do. Go in there and visit her in my right frame of mind, bright eyed, clean and sober, you know, with a smile and giving her some encouraging words. Mama, I'm doing good today. I got a job and mama, I've been clean X number of days. Mama, this is what I'm doing. I bet you that brings so much joy to your mama. Then you trying to move her up out of there, you know, and actually trying to take on something that's way bigger than you, you know. So that's just it. In closing, be the best you can be, period.